Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of April, recording at 9:25 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and this has been quite a lively day, as you probably realize. Now, first, Japan, which has been very much in the investing public's eye following its strength since, particularly since last July, which caused me to describe it as a bellwether for other markets more often than not. Japan got belted in here today, down 2.81% on the Nikkei, and the topics had a similar decline overall. Now, they suggest, well, they've really brought the two indices that I mentioned back to the just into the upper side of their previous trading ranges, raising the possibility of an upside failure, although that's there's by no means conclusive evidence. Slightly worse, though, is the performance of the second section and the topics banks index. You can see those in the library, and I know that Owen has reviewed at least the second section for Japan. So that sort of cast a pall over proceedings generally. Hong Kong also pulled back, but nowhere near as sharply, but it was down nearly 1.25%. And the selling spilled into the European markets, but was not heavy, with one exception, of the major markets at any rate, and that was major European markets, and that was the Italian MIB index, which fell 1.19%. The other declines were relatively small. Now, Wall Street looked soft. It did close down on the day, but it did recover. And one of the reasons it recovered is that the crude oil price came down $2 off that record numerical high that we had seen on Friday. And the crude got up above $75. It's currently trading now $73.15 in after-hours activity. But this general selling pressure also affecting the U.S. dollar. This was another important development in here today. The dollar fell sharply, particularly against the yen, and is last trading down over 2 yen at 114, 48. And the dollar is also weak against the euro, currently 124. And against the Swiss franc, it's slipped to 126.66. So quite a soft day for the dollar overall. Now, one might have thought that that would lift precious metals, and platinum was a bit steady, and palladium eventually closed with quite a small decline. But actually, the sell-off elsewhere, plus perhaps the strong gains that we'd seen last week and some of the volatility, contributed to weakness in gold and silver, particularly silver, which really fell quite sharply, dipped back under, and has dipped back under the $12 level. Mind you, remember, that's coming off what had been somewhat of an accelerated peak. I rather rashly began to nibble at silver. You know, I've been out of it for quite a while, because I thought the gains were being overdone relative to other precious metals, particularly gold. And well, that proved correct. It has not proved correct today, at any rate, to have moved back in. I did it in three small bites, and I'm not going to buy this aggressively. But see, it might have been rash, because silver has gone right back down to the reaction lows that we had seen on Thursday, and it could easily extend that overall reaction. So my nibbling certainly looks premature as of today. Now, gold gave up part of the gains that we had seen on Friday, closing, well, currently after hours trading at 619.80 on the spot bullion chart. That's down just over $14 on the day, and I would expect we're going to get more of the same, which will probably be more ranging than trending, but there is a near-term risk that we could see gold pull back a little further. But again, in this nervous, choppy environment, I doubt that it would be maintained. Additional weakness would be maintained in any of these precious metals for very long, partly due to the continued overall investment demand and also the weakness of the dollar that we see developing. I think those are the main highlights, say weaker energy, weaker precious metals. I was going to say weaker base metals, moderately so, and tin was an exception, proving to be quite firm in here today. Okay, where does this leave us overall? Well, gold had certainly has certainly did I say gold? Let me start again. Where does this leave us in the overall cycle for stock markets? Oil has been the main headwind, and gold, which I mentioned a second ago, had led to the fear that inflation pressures were rising generally. Indeed, the overall strength of commodities had led to those fears. And that certainly was a headwind for stock markets at a time when seasonal factors, the getting up to the sell in May go away, this first 2 quarters of this second year of a U.S. presidential term. These are points that I've mentioned over and over again, as you know, suggests that stock markets have entered a tricky period after a run of over 3 years on the upside without a significant correction. So I maintain that it's evenly balanced in here, that the risks of a correction really remain quite for stock markets, that is, remain quite high, and I think I'll probably still feel that way unless we get through the first half of this year without clearly having entered into a correction, and then if that hasn't happened, then I will suspect that we might have ridden out this tricky period with just trading ranges and some choppy action overall. But again, all I've ever been looking forward for here is a stock market correction, and that's one reason why I haven't disturbed any of my core investment positions. And those, as you know, are mainly in Asia, particularly in emerging markets. And my two biggest positions are in India, which has been such an outstanding performer. Yes, it's a little pricey in the short to medium term, but I also think it has some of the best. I feel it definitely has the best long-term prospects of any stock market. I've felt that for the better part of 3 years. And my second largest Asian position is in Thailand, which is one of the most attractive markets on a valuation basis and has a reasonably good technical pattern. So I have no intention of disturbing those. I have some fund positions in Japan through pension positions. I'm not going to alter any of these. And I then have quite a bit in resources, the Investec Global Energy Funds. I've written a short piece on that and put up a few charts on that today. And I still like that very, very much. A good technical action, I think very, very strong fundamentals overall. Valuations are certainly not very high. And again, my mining shares that I like so much, the Rio Tinto, the BHP Billiton, Inco, and similar big blue chip type companies within the sector, I think are outstanding investments. And then I have some gold fund positions, as you know, and a couple of other individual gold share positions. So I don't see any need to disturb those positions, and I'm not going to worry about them overly. If the outlook, in my view, is for no worse than a stock market correction. And what I've described, if we get that correction, that would be leading up to an extremely good buying opportunity in the fourth quarter of this year. Now, at the risk of sounding a bit complacent, I have mentioned, could we get a temporary cascade effect in which all the markets that have been doing well, from global stock markets through the resources trades and precious metals, all see a reaction together? Yes, that does remain a risk. Another equally viable script, and perhaps more likely script, is we just get the choppy, ranging consolidations that we have seen so far, which don't affect all markets simultaneously, but sort of sequentially in no particular order. That type of activity, say that's also an extremely good bet in here. But overall, is this a somewhat in more risky environment than we had last year, the year before, 2003? Definitely, definitely. And one's trading and investment strategies should reflect that. The way my strategies reflect that is, I've been, aside from my silver purchase here today, I've been quite, and that was small overall relative to what I've had previously, but I've been quite conservative in the way that I have built trading positions, and I haven't added to my investment funds overall, and I have been building cash prior to doing so, ideally in the fourth quarter if we do get that correction. Okay, now moving on, bond positions. And here I was stopped out of my remaining JGB positions at a profit, albeit a reduced profit, as that rallied up off its recent lows. And I still have gilts, which short, which were weak in here today. And I still have the Euro bunds position, and I still have some US treasuries, but the US 30-year treasuries got fairly close to my trailing stop in here today overall. If stock markets weaken, I can easily envisage those bond futures being stopped out, in which case I will hope that we get a bit of follow through on the upside in terms of overall short covering, and maybe some so-called flight to safety. I'm very reluctant to call them quality, and I don't think they'd be that safe, but that would push them up and give me another opportunity to sell short in that sector. For those who hold unleveraged positions in gold, I would not lose any sleep over the current volatility that we're seeing in here. For leveraged futures positions, well, that's another matter, but I've got my entire position protected with stops at various levels in the money, stops on for all of them. I suspect that in a choppy environment, when I'm not willing to risk that much, that I'll be lucky not to see some of those positions, if not all of the gold stops, triggered in here, in which case I'll then hope to have an opportunity to buy at a more propitious moment, and hopefully at a little bit lower level. But as I say, overall, my bullishness of this sector remains undiminished. I think the outlook for gold is outstanding. I think the outlook for all the resources are outstanding, and I commend to you the inflation-adjusted charts that Owen has posted here today. Now, you'll notice, and this is an irritant to us, and it may well be for you, I'm sure it will be for you as well, that they don't all go back as far in history. We've been restricted by the data that we could actually get from Bloomberg. I'm hoping that one way or another we'll be able to get some additional data and make some of the charts longer term. Now, gold, silver, S&P, NASDAQ, or maybe it's the Dow. I think it's the Dow. They go way back. So we've got quite a bit of historic data there. But for the industrial metals, we don't have anywhere near as much as we would like to have so far. And I think that's pretty much it overall. Oh, I did, as I had mentioned late last week, I think I said it in Friday's audio, possibly in the comment of the day, I said that I would be rolling my natural gas longs forward. Natural gas fell along with crude oil in here today. I did roll my position forward, and for once it was at a profit, and I'll have the details of that in not in t today's, but in tomorrow's comment of the day. And I think that's it. We often say, well, we look forward to another exciting day. I could do with a day that is a little less exciting than this one. All the best.